True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be aggressive.
Back to Dukes and Bell, live from Twin Peaks, Chattanooga, on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for the road to the college football playoff.
I think it's great. That's really good.
On Dukes and Bell.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who wins in Knoxville? That's the question. Dogs come into this game. Well, they've looked okay. They haven't looked like we expected. Tennessee, Mike, they've been scoring points, and they have looked like we've expected.
Right.
But all of that changes tomorrow because when these two teams meet, what they've done beforehand doesn't really matter. Mike was talking about the numbers for both of these quarterbacks, and Aguilar has thrown over 500 yards and five touchdowns. Zero picks, by the way.
Right.
Zero picks. But so is Gunner. Gunner's thrown for 417, two interceptions, or two touchdowns, should I say, and zero picks. So, look, they're both managed the ball. They've taken care of the football. But, Mike, what's going to be the key to tomorrow? What is going to set one of these teams over the top to put them in position to win the game?
I'd like to see the passing game. I want to see Gunner Stockton go down the field. You know, we talk so much about, you know, Mike Bobo. How many times over the years, whether it was the first incarnation or the most recent, was run the damn ball, Bobo. Mm. But against that secondary, if the Tennessee defense can be handled by Georgia's offensive line, Carl, every game's one in the trenches. That's not a newsflash. But I'd love to see all the hype about the transfers, all the guys down the field, the vertical passing game, which would get us back to that sandbag argument. Has Georgia just simply been, you know, playing it close to the vest, a strange game against Austin Peay where
not wanting to show anything?
The second half, you're not going to show what you're going to do. But is this where Zachariah Branch, we did see him against Marshall. Remember, Zachariah Branch catches basically a check down, takes it out of the house. Noah Thomas, Colby Young, Dylan Bell, is this where these guys really show out? And then we talked yesterday. One of the things Damian brought up, Nate Frazier, hold on to the football. A turnover in this game. See, I think this – I'm not saying Georgia's going to sweat this, but this could be one of the more evenly matched games. Generally, Tennessee, historically, to your point earlier about Josh Heupel, hangs for a half, and then Georgia's depth wins out. But is Aguiar
–
but Aguiar – well, that too. Well, I mean, I don't think it's – I think Josh Heupel's a good coach. I just think Tennessee doesn't have the five stars that Georgia has.
No, Mike. Look, you've got to be able to adjust to what a team is doing to you. And if you're not able to do that and have success in the second half, that's why in the first half you –
but a gimmicky offense is a gimmicky offense. Can you ever really hunker down and do the things that Georgia does or wants to do? That's the question for Josh Heupel.
Yeah, but I don't – again, for me, I don't see it as a gimmicky offense. I see it as an offense – a lot of teams are running this or attempting to run it. Up-tempo, that's nothing new. I just feel like you get success in the first half with Tennessee because you come in with scripted plays and a plan, then Georgia adjusts, and then you're shut down. And that's coaching to me. That's not – you don't have the athletes.
Punch, counter punch.
Yeah, if you don't have the athletes, you're not doing what you're doing in the first half. It's I come out with this great plan, and then all of a sudden – they make the adjustments, Kirby and the defensive staff, and then all of a sudden you're not doing or able to do the same things. So that is what I want to see. Like, if Josh Heupel and company are going to have real success, because it's going to be a good game, guys. Again, if Georgia wins 36-3, Mike, I'll come in here on Monday, and I'll tell you guys, look, that was completely unexpected for me, because I'm not expecting
Remember
that.
Remember we had the conversation, was it 2 years ago? We talked about Oregon, or 3 years ago now. We talked about Oregon. And we talked about how their offensive line was so physical.
Oh, yeah.
And that's probably
Georgia.
The best offensive line in the kickoff classic at Mercedes-Benz for Chick-fil-A. And then Georgia destroyed Dan Lanning and Oregon like they weren't even there.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to give you, as we say, the 360, everything to look at. All I'm arguing is Georgia, whether it was simply indifference or the weather delay, you got a line that should be pushing Austin Peay around like they're not even there.
And they did.
But they didn't.
And we're talking about offense being in the red zone with an opportunity to score.
And you're monkeying around. And now you're on the road in Knoxville. Look, these are two monster games for Gunnar Stockton. You know, first at Mercedes-Benz, then at the Superdome. But those are still neutral sites. This is really his true test on the road. Starting quarterback at Neyland, Rocky Top, the whole shebang. Fans going to get after it. The thing I'm saying is Aguiar is a better quarterback right now than Gunnar Stockton.
He is.
By any metric.
He is.
Yeah, but it's a chance for him to show it out. And then you get into, you know, the defense. Is Tennessee maybe less – I say finesse earlier, but maybe they've closed the gap and there's less of a gap as far as in the trenches for the first time between the balls and the dogs.
We're going to see, man. If you're asking me right now, because I've been going back and forth all week, like, man, I really like the dogs. Then I look at Tennessee and then I look at how they're operating right now and I go, okay, can I take anything from the Syracuse game? Can I take anything away from this?
Now, Syracuse had a lot of transfers out.
Yeah.
But they went to a big atmosphere and they pretty much whooped them.
It's what Georgia should have done last week. But I'll say this. If you ask me right now, and it's Friday afternoon, Georgia wins this game because I believe more in Kirby than I do in Josh Heupel.
Right.
That's what I would tell you, that I think Georgia and Kirby is going to get more out of
his. So Josh Heupel, in your mind, is a second-tier SEC coach?
Right now. He's beating everybody else except the top dog.
So he's right there with Lane Kiffin.
Absolutely.
Now, Lane did beat Georgia last year, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. I don't think – when I think about the top-tier guys, and it starts with Kirby and then it falls off. But even Sark's in that company, Mike. You lost twice last year to the big dog. You got to, at some point, go on the block and beat the big dog. And the big dog is Kirby. If you ask me right now, even if it's a close game, I would tell you I believe the dogs will win this game because of that factor. Tennessee's not blowing out Georgia, guys. They're not going to do that. They haven't done it in all these other years either. So, and remember, they needed a Hail Mary, Mike. We talked about it, in 16 to win in Athens.
Right, Josh Dobbs.
Yeah, so that is what I think. I think that Tennessee's better this year. I do think Aguilar is playing better, and he's got way more experience than Gunnar Stockton. But if I'm going to tell you why they're going to win, it's because of what I've seen with Kirby and how he handles this game and how he's able to make those adjustments, and Josh Heupel hasn't been able
to. But, again, we talked about, you know, the Georgia for the national championship seasons back-to-back, making the playoffs last year. This is a team that couldn't do anything against Notre Dame, you know. Let's be honest. They really controlled the line of scrimmage. This is a team that struggled, had to go to 8 overtimes against Georgia Tech, lost to Ole Miss. We already know, you know, we can blame it on Carson Beck for what happened, you know, against Alabama. I just wonder is Georgia going to always be living in the margins now, or is Georgia going to be as dominant as they were in those back-to-back championship years? This is going to be a game that's going to show us that.
No, I agree with that. Let's switch gears and talk about Georgia Tech, guys, because as big as this game is in the SEC for both Georgia and Tennessee, this is an enormous game for Georgia Tech, taking on Clemson tomorrow at noon on the flats. The number is what now, Mike? You told me 2.5?
Yeah, man. It's going down. We were talking about this earlier. If you're I think you like the under in this game. We talked about it. Day-Day brought it up earlier. Day-Day, real quick, jump on. What's the under on this game?
The under on that one is 40. Oh, here it is. Sorry, guys.
50, right?
Yes, 51.5.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. It's hard to get a handle on Clemson, other than maybe some Clemson fans, friends of mine, are saying maybe Klubnik just isn't all that good. Dabo called him out. He had a horrible performance against LSU. Carl, they were losing that game against Troy for much of the game. Are they going to slow start? It's perfectly set up for Tech. A noon game.
It is.
As much as we want to see it under the lights in that atmosphere at Bobby Dodd, maybe if Brent Key and they bring the physicality. And I know that we talked about the transfers they brought in, trying to pump things up on the defensive side. Can Haynes King get the passing game on track? He couldn't do it. Now, what Philo did last week is one thing, but can Haynes King be balanced with both run and pass in this game?
Well, look, and I know the kid I'm talking about, Haynes King, is willing to do whatever it takes to win. But, Mike, he can't. I don't want to see him run 26 times or 18 or 19 times. I mean, they're going to have specific run plays for him, which gets us back to what you're asking about pushing the ball and throwing the ball down the field. Here's the one thing I will tell you about this Clemson team that we know. These are facts. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're live in Chattanooga. Twin Peaks right here off of East Ridge, first exit. Been here all day hanging out, getting ready for a big college football weekend. Clemson's averaging about 75 yards rushing. That's 128th in FBS, not 25th.
Right.
128th. They can't run the ball effectively right now. So if you blitz like I'm asking them to and put pressure on Klubnik, Mike, and make him make plays and you limit the run game as Troy did, okay?
Right.
And, of course, LSU. Two different kinds of teams, but I'm looking at this and going, they don't run the ball really well. And then you talk about stopping the run. Clemson's run defense is 40th in the country. You don't think Brent Key's looking at that and going, well, wait a minute. What do we do best? I think you got to control clock, run the ball, and limit them offensively and make Klubnik try to beat you. And if you asked me that a week, 6 weeks ago, right, I would have been like, nah, I think Klubnik's really good. He has not looked good. So I think you put the pressure on him, Mike, to make those throws. I really like Tech in this game tomorrow, and you know how this goes. When Mike and I pick Tech, it always goes the opposite way, and then you guys kill us. Oh, I should have never picked Tech. But Mike's right. This sets up perfectly.
Right, and if you're going to take that big leap, if you're Tech, I mean, we've been talking about that maturation process and now going up. This is your last year with Haynes King. When Aaron Filo, he will be. He was a three-star out of college. He looks pretty good the other week. But this is your last chance as far as Haynes King, and you've really maximized the transfer portal. Go get it. Brent preached the trenches, getting tougher. Same thing Kirby said to us when he took over Georgia. So the physicality. I don't believe in Clemson. No, Carl says I'm too close to it. Yeah, I bet Clemson to win the national championship.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well, again, 3-4 weeks ago.
They looked like crap last year, and they finished strong, but they still lost to South Carolina, right? I mean, Dabo's team is not as impressive as it once was. It just isn't.
No.
So if ever there's a time, the point is they're ripe for the picket. Go get it, Tech. I just wish it was a night game and everyone's fired up. Noon game, go get it. Let's talk. Come back to work Monday. Talk about a triple header. Georgia Tech Falcons. Georgia Tech being in the top 25.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're talking about them in the mix of the playoffs.
If they win this game, you got to start talking about putting them in there.
Right.
I mean, now you're talking about, you know, beating Colorado. Now, again, Colorado was not a ranked team, but you're handling your schedule. And, again, now you're beating arguably the best team in the ACC. It may be Miami. We'll see. But, man, I think you got to start talking about it.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.